SBS हिंदी।
So as you know, recently the remains or the burial of Matthew Flinders, the great explorer, have been found under a train line in London in a train station. So let's talk to Margot Riley, who's an expert on Matthew Flinders and the curator of the State Library of New South Wales. So welcome to the Hindi program, Margot.
Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you.
What a pleasure. And it's so exciting to know that the remains of Matthew Flinders or his burial has been found under a train station in London. So what is his great achievement?
Well, it's exciting because it's 216 years since he was the first British person to circumnavigate Australia. So originally Captain Cook came and discovered the east coast of Australia in 1770, and previous English explorers and European explorers had discovered the west coast, but it wasn't until Matthew Flinders took his voyage in 1801 in the Investigator that he went all the way around the country and joined up both halves of the map so that we knew the size of the continent and what the shape of Australia was. So when we look at a map of Australia today, that's largely the work of Matthew Flinders to actually document the shape of the country.
Absolutely, that's an amazing achievement. And did he do it alone or was he accompanied?
Not at all. He had a crew of 80 men with him, but most importantly, he had done quite a number of other exploring expeditions before he took off on the circumnavigation. He'd actually circumnavigated Tasmania and made sure that made it clear that that was an island. Some people thought that it was joined to the continent. And then in 1799, he'd taken a voyage up the coast of New South Wales to as far as Bundaberg. And on that voyage, he took with him an indigenous man from Sydney, a man called Bungaree, who was a very sophisticated kind of a man. He'd really interacted with the British settlers, and he'd learned a lot of English, and he helped Matthew Flinders to broker relations with indigenous people that were encountered along the way. And they had had such a successful voyage that Matthew Flinders invited him to come aboard the Investigator in 1801 and continue that voyage with him.
That's a remarkable story. And obviously, Matthew Flinders returned to England and he was buried at a certain site.
Yes,
and
he was.
They laid a train line on that afterwards, unknowingly?
Yes, they did, but it took him a while to get back to England because there was a war broke out between the British and the French. Mm-hmm. So he was actually on his way back to England and he had to go into Mauritius, the island of Mauritius.
Yeah.
And he was actually captured by the French governor. He thought that he was a spy. And so he stayed on that island for at least another 7 years. So it took him 9 years to get back to England from when he had left. And he had a wife in England. So she was separated from her husband. They'd only been married a couple of months. And finally he made it back home to England.
Oh.
But by then he wasn't very well. His health had been really damaged by all of the privations of travelling and exploration.
Sure.
So he really he spent the time back in England finishing his maps, getting his charts all beautifully drawn up, and he wrote a book about his adventures. And he just managed to have that published. He actually received the copy of the book the day before he died.
Oh.
And he lived quite close to the church where he was buried, the St. James's Burial Ground, where he buried on the 23rd of July in 1814. And then in the 1840s, the churchyard was the Euston Station was built over the top of the burial ground.
Oh.
And that's how he came to be. The gravestone was taken away and all of the bodies in the graveyard were covered by the railway station. And this was quite a common practice in the 19th century with the expansion of progress and the need to improve transport. It happened in Sydney as well.
Oh, right.
The first burial grounds in Sydney were under the town hall, Sydney Town Hall, and then they moved the burial ground to Devonshire Street, which was near the site now of Central Railway. And when they built the extension of Central Railway with the big clock tower, they actually built that over the Devonshire Railway station.
That's such an interesting piece of news. Mm. Now, tell me, I believe the State Library of New South Wales has a lot of material on Matthew Flinders.
Yes, we do. We were very fortunate. In the 1920s, Matthew Flinders' grandson, because when he went back to England, he and his wife had a daughter. She married, and her grandson lived in Melbourne, and he had a lot of material relating to Matthew Flinders. So he put out a challenge, and he said the first state of Australia to erect a statue to Matthew Flinders would get the papers. He would make a gift of all the papers. And the State Library of New South Wales, the state of New South Wales, was the first one to build the statue. So that was how we were given this wonderful collection of letters. There's a beautiful portrait medallion, some wonderful material that documents the life of Matthew Flinders.
That certainly calls for a visit to the library, undoubtedly.
You can see the statue, and you can also see the statue of Trim the cat.
Oh, yeah, what's about Trim the cat? Was that his pet cat?
He had a pet cat, that's correct. On the voyage to Australia, there were lots of cats on ships because they kept down the rats and mice, which would be chewing through the ropes and eating the supplies.
Yeah.
So on his voyage to, one of his voyages to Australia in 1797, there was a cat born on the boat. And early on in its life, this little cat fell overboard. And it actually managed to swim back to the ship and climb up a rope and get back on board.
Oh, my God.
Matthew Flinder was so taken with the cat that he became his companion on board. He took him on all of his voyages. And even when he was imprisoned on Mauritius, Trim also came and was his companion there. And unfortunately, it was on Mauritius that he was allowed to walk all over the island freely, but one day he just didn't come back.
Oh.
So Matthew Flinders was very, very fond of the cat, and he wrote a little biography of the cat, and that's how we know so much about his life, because there's this wonderful story.
Thank you so much for sharing this, marvelous piece of history, which has not been very well known so far.
No, I think people forget.
Yes, we do. But it's worth remembering now with Australia Day just gone by. Mm-hmm. And thanks again for sharing it with us.
Yes, because this was the man who actually put the name Australia on the map. And he was the first to call the people of Australia Australians. So it's very wonderful to celebrate his life on this day.
How did he come to name this continent Australia?
Yes. Before Australia was discovered, in Latin, the landmass, they knew that there was a landmass in the south, and it was called Terra Australis Incognita, the Great South Land.
Yes.
And so that was how, because Matthew was a student of navigation, he very much admired Captain Cook, and so he really knew a lot of the history of the mapping of the region. That's how he came to pick on that name, Australia.
Fantastic. Thank you, and we look forward to more stories from you in the future.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
आपके विचार हमें बताए. SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को Twitter पर फॉलो करें.